Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to enjoy some pie, hear some sweetie songs, and celebrate the birthdays of Miff Mole, Walter Hirsch, and Andy Sinella. Yesterday, March 14th, was Pi Day. That's Pi, P-I, not Pi, P-I-E. Pi is, of course, the Greek letter, which is the symbol for the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter. Pi equals 3.1415926, and so on, which is why Pi Day is celebrated on 3/14. But yesterday wasn't just an ordinary Pi Day, because not only was it 3/14, but it was 3/14/15. And at 9:26:53 yesterday morning, it was 3.14159265 3, the first 9 digits, but computers have calculated Pi to over a trillion digits past the decimal. You can learn more about Pi than anyone else in the world would want to at PiDay.org. Unfortunately, there aren't any vintage songs about Pi, P-I, but we're going to have our own celebration of Pi. We celebrated Pi Day a couple of years ago, but for this segment, we've got an entirely different set. Notice I didn't say a whole nother set of pies, beginning with the Goofus Five.
Thank you. mind. Don't say no, dear, how could you? You wouldn't fool me, would you, sweetie pie? I cross my heart that I will try to make your dream come true. So it took everything. I went and bought the ring. Sweetie pie, I'm in love with you.
Thank you.
We started off our celebration of Pi Day with the Goofus Five, and I like pie, I like cake, but I like you best of all, written by George A. Little, Arthur Sizemore, and Larry Shea. The vocalist on that March 16, 1925 OK-78 was Ernest Hare, the baritone half of the Happiness Boys. Next, it was Harry Goldfield providing the vocal on Sweetie Pie, backed by Jan Garber and his orchestra on November 15, 1926. Benny Davis wrote the words and Harry axed the music. That was followed by the American Quartet, very prominently featuring Billy Murray with the rest of the quartet made up of tenor Robert D. Armour, baritone Steve Porter, and bass William F. Hooley, on They All Had a Finger in the Pie. Ew, I hope they at least washed their hands. They All Had a Finger in the Pie was composed by Harry Von Tilzer with the lyrics by Vincent Bryan. Walter B. Rogers conducted the first two takes, but he must have gotten tired or had another engagement or something because the last two takes, including the issued take three, were conducted by Ted Levy. Most people who like pie also like cake, my wife being a notable exception, so we finished up with Abe Lyman's California Ambassador Orchestra and an acoustic recording of Cut Yourself a Piece of Cake and Make Yourself at Home, recorded by Brunswick in Los Angeles on August 2, 1923. Cut Yourself a Piece of Cake was written by Billy James and was also recorded by Jones and Hare, Ted Lewis, Paul Whiteman, and Billy Murray. The last time I played it on the show was back in 2009 by the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra with vocal by Irving Kaufman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last segment we heard Sweetie Pie, and that reminded me that when my elder granddaughter, who recently got engaged and just set her wedding day, by the way, was a very small child, she, like a lot of kids, had a couple of imaginary playmates. She's probably not going to be happy that I'm bringing this up, but their names were Yogurt and Sweetie. Actually, Sweetie had top billing, and among Sweetie and Yogurt's activities was running a restaurant. Anyway, I don't have any records about Yogurt, but I have plenty about Sweetie. So here with best wishes to Miranda are some songs about Sweetie, beginning with B.A. Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Orchestra.
Thank you.
We began that Sweetie set with B.A. Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Dance Orchestra and a wonderful record, Hello Sweetie, from an Edison Electrical Diamond disc recorded March 19, 1929. Hello Sweetie was written by Bob Schaefer and Joseph A. Serena, and the vocal was by the Lucky Strike Trio, but just who made up the Lucky Strike Trio? I don't know. That was followed by Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, who were wondering, "Where's my sweetie hiding?" in November of 1924. Where's My Sweetie Hiding was composed by Jack Little and Dick Finch. That was an instrumental, but there are lyrics, which were written by Tommy Maley and Eddie Britt. Miranda may have had her imaginary sweetie as a child, but she's now got a real sweetie, and so we finished up with Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra at the Piccadilly Hotel in London, and I've got another sweetie now. The vocalist on that August 1925 recording was Ramon Newton, and I've Got Another Sweetie Now was written by Da Silva, Brown, and Henderson. He hasn't had his own segment on the show before, but last week, March 10th, marked the birth in 1891 in New York City of lyricist Walter Hirsch, who apparently had no middle name. His father, Philip, was born in Austria and came to the U.S. in 1880. His mother, Mina Hirsch, was born in Germany and emigrated to the U.S. in 1882, and she and Philip were married in 1890. In 1900, the family was still living in New York, and Walter had a younger sister, Belle, but by 1910, he had another younger sister, Emma, and the family was living in Chicago. Hirsch's 1917 draft registration card shows his occupation as songwriter, and by this time his father had died, and Walter was claiming an exemption from the draft on account of caring for his dependent mother. In 1930, he was back in New York living at the Cluxton Hotel and listed his occupation as writer of lyrics in the songs industry, working on his own account. Walter Hirsch died in May of 1967 in New York City at age 76. I don't have any information on his actual songwriting activities, but his most famous work is Deed I Do, composed by Fred Rose and introduced in vaudeville by S.L. Stambaugh. It was popularized through recordings by Ben Burney, Benny Goodman, and Ruth Etting. With collaborators including Lou Handman, Al Gehring, and Spencer Williams, Hirsch also brought us Who's Your Little Who's This, Save the Last Dance for Me, Nesting Time, the classic Horsey Keep Your Tail Up, and these.
His hand. Oh guys, oh gee, we walk and we walk. Oh guys, oh gee, we don't have to talk. There's a certain satisfaction that we both can understand, and that's the main attraction, holding my honey's hand. Thank you.
do. Liza, sweet Liza, nobody but you. Oh, my, I get the thrill from the old whippoorwill. My, what does it thrill from the top of the hill? Oh, Liza, sweet Liza, I love you, I do.
Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra with a record making its Triple R debut, An Old Italian Love Song, from January 29, 1930. That was written by Charles Harrison, Harry Sosnick, Walter Hirsch, and E. Clinton Keithley. Now there's a great name, E. Clinton Keithley. In the teens, he also brought us Garland of Old-Fashioned Roses, I'm Going Back to Louisiana, Wild Flowers We Gathered Long Ago, and Avalon.
What?
Not that Avalon, but the 1917 Avalon with the lyrics by Jack Frost and the alternate title, Down the Sunset Trail to Avalon. It was recorded by the Sterling Trio, and I must try to find a copy of that. Before An Old Italian Love Song, it was the Whoopee Makers, credited as the Kentucky Grasshoppers on that Banner 78, and Sweet Liza. The deliberately cornball vocal on that April 4, 1929 recording was Jack Kaufman. Sweet Liza was a Walter Hirsch, Milton Samuels collaboration, and there was a much more mainstream version of it, recorded around the same time by George Belshaw and his KFAB orchestra. We started off our tribute to Walter Hirsch with Waring's Pennsylvanians and Holding My Honey's Hand, written by Hirsch, Al Gehring, and Ben Burney. The vocalist on that June 27, 1932 recording was Chick Bullock. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Here's someone else getting their own segment on the show for the first time. Last week, March 11th, marked the birth in 1900 in Indiana of multi-instrumentalist and bandleader Anthony G. Sinella, better known as Andy Sinella. He studied violin and guitar starting at age 10, and after serving in the Navy during World War I, eventually settled in New York, where he made his first recordings with Ray Miller's orchestra, playing mainly clarinet and alto sax. From the late 20s, he worked primarily as a studio musician in various record company house bands, including those of Victor, Columbia, Banner, and Grey Gull. Recording under his own name, he became famous enough for the Selmer Company to use his picture in advertisements for their musical instruments, and Sinella even composed Vol's Selmer to promote the company's saxophones. In the 30s, he was heard less on records and more on radio, and in the late 40s appeared on television. He died in New York on December 10, 1962. Here are three from Andy Sinella.
Thank you. was a song, now it's all wrong, needing you like I do. I might have known you'd leave me alone, still I believed in you. But now you are gone, I can't go on, needing you like I do.
Andy Sinella's own composition, Needin' You, not to be confused with the Joe Young, Little Jack Little song, I'm Needin' You, from the same year. That was from a 78 on the Van Dyke label, recorded in January of 1930. Van Dyke was one of the labels of the Grey Gull Record Company, formed in 1919 by Theodore Lyman Shaw. Sinella, along with trumpeter Mike Mosiello and accordionist Charles McNanty, were the core of the Grey Gull Company's house band from 1926 to 1930, which in this case used the pseudonym the Piccadilly Nutcrackers. In addition to violin, piano, organ, clarinet, sax, guitar, banjo, and vibraphone, Andy Sinella also played steel guitar, a fine recorded example of which you heard in the middle of that set. That was Slidin' on the Frets, another Andy Sinella composition played there by Andy Sinella and his orchestra in May of 1929 and recorded by Brunswick. We started off with yet another Andy Sinella composition, Valse Jewel, from a Harmony 78 waxed September 12, 1927. That was Andy Sinella on saxophone, but unfortunately I don't know who was accompanying him on piano. There were other Sinella records I could have played in that spot, but I chose Valse Jewel because last Friday, March 13th, was National Jewel Day. Last week, March 11th, marked the birth in 1898 in Roosevelt, New York, of Irving Milford Mole, better known as Miff Mole. A multi-instrumentalist, he played piano and violin, but settled on the trombone in his mid-teens and was working with a number of small early jazz bands in and around New York. During the 20s, he was with the original Memphis Five, Sam Lennon, Ray Miller, Ross Gorman, Roger Wolf Kahn, and Don Voorhees. In the mid-20s, he became friends with Red Nichols, and the pair made a bunch of records together in Nichols-led bands, including the Redheads, the Hottentots, the Charleston Chasers, the Cotton Pickers, and Red and Miff's Stompers. From 1938 to 40, he was with Paul Whiteman, after which he did studio work and taught. He was with Benny Goodman briefly in 1943 and then led his own Dixieland combo at Nick's in New York and in jazz clubs in Chicago. Miff Mole died in New York City on April 29, 1961. Here's Miff Mole. Thank you. We started off our tribute to Miff Mole with Miff Mole and His Molars, the pseudonym on the OK label for Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, and Honolulu Blues from September 1st, 1927. Honolulu Blues was written by Nat Goldstein, who also penned The Haunting Waltz and More Than Ever. Honolulu Blues was followed by Crazy Rhythm, again by Miff Mole and His Molars, the following year on July 28, 1928. Crazy Rhythm was written by Irving Caesar, Joseph Meyer, and Roger Wolfe Kahn for the Broadway musical Here's How. The instrumentation of that number included a rather unusual instrument called the mellophone, which in this case was played by Dudley Fosdick. The mellophone is a three-valved brass instrument primarily used in marching bands and drum and bugle corps. We finished up with the New Orleans Blackbirds with Phil Napoleon replacing Red Nichols on trumpet on Redhead. That Victor recording was made December 11th, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.